On today's episode of the Gun Guys and Gals podcast, we're talking about some of the common misconceptions like what is an assault weapon, automatic versus semi-automatic, and more.
Entertaining shows with content that spreads information and sparks discourse throughout the community. This is the Pearl Media Network.
Hello, and welcome to the Gun Guys and Gals podcast. We're here discussing some of the basics of the gun industry, gun ownership, and we address some of the frequently asked questions regarding guns and accessories. I'm one of your hosts, Joshua Stuving, and joining me is your other host, the much more qualified Hal Skaggs, who is a longtime industry professional and owns the best little gun shop in Central Texas, Gun Guys and Gals, at gunguysgals.com. Hal, thanks for coming in, and thanks for starting the show.
Yeah, thanks, Josh, for having me. Appreciate the kind words. Yeah. We can live up to them.
Yeah, right. I did write that copy. You're much more humble. You're a longtime industry professional. How many years have you been in? And is it okay to call it the gun industry?
I think it is.
Okay.
I mean, we're going to keep talking about it, but it's funny how there's hot words, and sometimes for some people it's gun. They want to call it a firearm, and some people are like, no, it's a weapon. No, it's not a weapon. So I think it's gun industry, and I think gun is fine, and I've been doing it for a while.
You're not that old. Come on.
I'm old enough. I'm old enough to remember when a 4473 was, which is the government form that you fill out to buy a gun, was one page and yellow. And
yellow because of the carbon paper?
That was just the color of it. And you could even put on there, this person is known to me, was a qualified identification.
Oh, that's fantastic. What year was that, if you don't mind dating yourself?
That would have been about 1990.
That's awesome. I was five.
So, yeah,
I don't remember that.
Yeah, right. Well, you weren't allowed to buy a gun even then.
No. Oh, darn, man. I had plenty of Nerf guns, though. Yeah. But, one of the reasons, we had talked about doing this show, because we produce a slew of other shows on the Pearl Media Network, but you specifically, we've worked together in other facets.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the things that you always brought up, though, is that there are a lot of frequently asked questions to you as a professional that you don't mind addressing it a million times, but we got to thinking, like, why not do an archived kind of audio and video library for people, not for you to just go, hey, I've already answered this, listen to this show, but as much as giving people the opportunity to get the answer before necessarily having to call
That's right.
you with the question, right?
Right. Well, I mean, I think, yes, we've talked a lot, and I'm glad we're finally getting to this. And people use the internet to do research. This allows them to find information on their own time. So many people are shy, and they don't want to ask the question that comes off like, well, is this a stupid question? Well, if you're asking that, it could be, but you still need the answer. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
So, hopefully this will give people a chance to ask a question, listen a little bit. Hopefully it'll clarify. I do my best. I mean, I don't know that I'd call myself an insider, but I'm in the industry. I sell guns for a living. I work on guns. I train people with guns. So I have a point of view that's, I guess for lack of a better term, pro-gun, but I want to provide good information. I'm not a guy who says everybody needs a gun and you should do this and da-da-da. I mean, nothing is one size fits all. In fact, one of the things I love about the gun business is that there are thousands and thousands of variants because you can personalize your gun solution to you specifically.
Which is what you do, though, for
that
your customers.
That is what I do.
I've seen it with my eyes. I can testify. I've seen you with one of our friends recently with Courtney and other people. But you're you do pay a lot of attention to detail.
Right.
And you have, again, I know you covered it, and I'm not just trying to butter you up because you're in the studio. But you do, I mean, you've had, you, right now, I mean, you've owned your own shop for...
We're in our fourth year.
You're in your fourth year. And before that, you were in the world of big box retail.
That's right. I worked for the Big Green Roof.
Yep.
I was in there slogging it out. I did the fine gun room in there, the gun library, for many years, and then had the whole kit and caboodle for a while. So I've seen a lot.
That's what I mean. You have your eyes, your poor eyes have seen a lot, yeah. And your poor ears have probably heard that's a lot. Right. But yeah, that's what we're going to do. And for this first episode, I thought it might be a good idea to go over some common misconceptions in the industry. Now, there's a million common misconceptions, and so we're not going to cover them all, but I did want to cover some that I hear a lot because we're in the Austin area. And not to make it politicized immediately right off the bat, but Austin is not like the rest of Texas.
That is a true story. The thing is, I grew up in Austin.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You are born and raised in Austin.
I wasn't born in Galveston, but went to Austin High, old Austin boy, worked at McBride's way back in the day. And I remember when Austin was a little more red, to use the, and now it's awfully blue, and that's okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I think that's our opportunity to inform the blue mindset, the Democrat, because I don't think Republican or Democrat, you both got the Second Amendment, and you deserve the right for self-protection should you choose to exercise it or as you choose to exercise
Correct.
It.
Correct. I agree.
So you're right. We're going to have lots of opportunities to educate.
Yes.
Or maybe just provide what I hope is a semi-unbiased opinion where people can say, oh, well, that makes sense, instead of,
And I'm going to get I have friends that I know for a fact I'm going to force them to listen to at least this episode because they're the ones who I've heard these misconceptions right. from. And that's why I thank you for letting me pick the first show's topic.
You bet.
Because, like I said, you who shall not be named are going to hear it from an expert, even though Google didn't work for you and I'm not an expert. But we're going to address a few, and that way at the end, at least I can go nanny, nanny, boo, boo. Something. I'm joking.
Well, what I think
they'll be informed.
What we can do today is give people some answers where this is where it this is where it started. This is where it is now. Where it goes is kind of up to all of us.
Yep.
But maybe we don't need to be so afraid and so angry at other people who have different opinions. I think that's what makes me a little crazy about this Second Amendment issue about guns in general, is that for the good that they do and can do, some people just say, oh no, that's not possible. And you're like, well, I've seen it.
Yep.
And then I've seen the bad things that can happen. So when I'm like, well, I've seen people, and once you've been around it, keep your eyes open, you will see what's happening.
Yes.
And hopefully I can, that way people don't have to get old and gray bearded like me before they can say, oh, I get it now.
With age comes wisdom.
at least more candles on the birthday cake.
Yeah, that's right. So jumping into it, one of the first common misconceptions I want to talk about is really you addressing a definition. Okay. We hear the media, mainly the media, or we hear people regurgitating the media with this very buzz word or buzz phrase of assault weapon.
Right.
Assault weapon.
Sure.
Can you
sure.
define it? Or at least let's play word association. What comes to mind when you hear assault weapon?
Well, I mean, I always think of a cop or, think of a SWAT guy. And to me, I normally think of like an H&K MP5, which is a 9mm.
Oh, right? I didn't know
which
that.
Is, yeah, it's a little bitty. It's a pistol cartridge. It's suppressed, which is silenced. And that's we're going to hit a lot of terms today, but so it's suppressed and they're going in, and of course they're all dressed in their little ninja outfits and they're going in, because assault is a verb, it's the weapon you use in assault. So the point is they're small and they're trim and they're capable. Just because I have some friends who are involved in law enforcement and military and all that, one of the preferred assault weapons, if you want to put the quotations in there, is a shotgun. Is a short-barreled 12-gauge shotgun loaded with buckshot. So it's not...
But general public...
Sure.
Now,
so you asked what I thought.
Exactly.
Now, the problem is that because people are watching the news, and I didn't mean to step on you, but I think where you're going is, now what they're saying is, well, that's an AR-15. That's a Bushmaster. It's a whatever it is that was used in the last thing. And you know, so here's the deal. There was an old fellow by the name of Stoner, which is kind of ironic because he invented this in the 60s when there were a whole bunch of other
Stoners.
But, you know, so this fellow named Stoner developed the design for the M16, which is the military version. This the first thing. Now, this is a 5.56 or 223. And just on a quick aside, that's the same caliber as your 22 long rifle. So, you know, it's that same, that innocuous gun that nobody is afraid of, the 22, same diameter bullet. And I just think that's one of those things where people get, they get so hung up on stuff and you're like, it's
the just, design of the gun is not
it's
the...
just more, it's more powder. It's yeah. a different case, but it took this venerable old case called the Triple Deuce, the 222. They modified it somewhat so you couldn't mix the two up. Anyway, so Stoner creates this M16, which is a military gun. He detunes it, makes it semi-auto, so it's not a machine gun, sells it to a company called Armalite. So AR-15 is actually Armalite rifle model 15. It's not assault rifle. It's not anything else. It's Armalite rifle, and it's and they call it a 15, and that's because they just were giving it that designation. In the military, the M16 was like the 16th permutation of the military service. You know, the M1A is the carbine, the M1 is the Garand, the M4 is the 308. But anyway, I'm not going to bore everybody with all this stuff, well, but that's the heritage of this gun. So it has been available in civilian dress since at least the 70s. I'm not a big historian on the AR, but I do know that everything I've told you is all accurate.
I love it. Yeah, and like I said, eventually when enough people listen, we will get emails. I promise you, on any show I produce, we will get emails.
You're wrong.
Yeah, you're wrong, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But no, you're vetted. You're good. Yeah. Why do you think, is it because it's easy to just be lazy and label things inappropriately or mistakenly? Why is it that every rifle is assigned this term, either assault rifle, which or assault weapon, or AR? Like, don't you? Sure. I can't be the only one who hear. Like, I went shooting on a friend's ranch, mm-hmm. and we were shooting his AK-47.
Right,
that is not an AR.
No,
but
no.
People. But when I posted the photo on Instagram, I'd have friends like, "Oh, that's a cool AR," or you know, this. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to be that guy because I don't. I'm not in the gun industry, but it's like that's not an AR. You right. know, that was an AK.
Completely different design.
It was a completely different gun.
Why
do you think, though, certainly as the owner of a gun store, do you get people coming in talking about ARs and then eventually you realize, oh, they're not talking about an AR at all. They think that they're talking about an AR, but it's mistaken.
Or they're, I will say that most people who come to me probably have an idea about an AR. Now, when you're out in the wilds of social media, yeah, you run into all that stuff with I think there's a certain, I guess I'm not going to ascribe laziness to it. What I will say is that passion fuels people's investment of time, and there's so much stuff going on. I mean, you talk to a guy who's into guitars, and he'll tell you that Les Paul is such and such because of the way the frets are done. And I'm like, I barely know what a fret is, let alone to know that that's a triple fret version or this or that. But to them, that level of detail is essential to be a knowledgeable collector of guitars. Or you run into people that are, you know, they're talking about their car, and you're like, oh, that's a really nice Mustang. They're like, well, no, that's a da da da, and it's wrong because the tires. And you're like, dude, I just said it, you know. But to them, it's not nice. So, and here's the deal. We're going to talk about misconceptions, and I think we have to because fewer and fewer of us are growing up with guns in our families and in our hands and having normal experiences. And so when you are watching the news or a movie that is a, quote, documentary or even just a movie, you're getting, unfortunately, misinformation probably 70 to 80% of the time, because it makes for a better, I mean, because physics is at play with guns, folks. I mean, I guess that's just, you know, a 223 is a small bullet. I mean, it's a 22 caliber bullet. It's 55 grains, which doesn't mean anything to any of y'all. Well, maybe some of y'all, but it's just, it's a small projectile and it's not moving fast enough. So when it hits somebody, it's not knocking them across the room. It's not blowing a hole in them big enough for a bowling ball. I mean, it's just, that's not possible. So when you see it on TV and the shotgun blows some guy across the room or this or that, or anyway, I mean, there's just a lot of stuff. And then the terms that they're using, because the fact is, and I've been watching the news way too much this year.
we have blood pressure issues now.
Well, I just defeat it. I just look and just go, man, these people, they don't know. I mean, and it's not the, you know, the dumbest thing I ever saw was on Fox News. I kid you not. Guys are like, the bullet button. And you're like, are you kidding me? Did you really just say a bullet button will make that fully auto? And that was the guy on the commentator.
Oh,
this
wow.
was not, you know, and I'm just like, so.
He plays too many video games.
I don't know what it is, but. The point is that I'm going to be available. I'm going to, you know, I hope that you'll email me if, you know, you're going to be on the webpage. And if you're like, man, I want to understand some more, send me an email.
Yeah.
And I'll answer you more specifically if you're not getting the answer you really need here. But I hope that you are able, that whoever's listening, if you're interested, if you're saying, man, I don't understand, maybe you're potentially pro-gun, you're potentially anti-gun, I don't care. Make an informed decision. Don't make a decision based on, this is what somebody told me, because the chances are they don't know what they're talking about.
Exactly. and that sums it up. I think that's a good segue, though, because you mentioned a few times, you used a couple of other buzzwords that I want you to address.
Mm-hmm.
Automatic and semi-automatic.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why I emphasized the T on automatic that bad, but you... You probably, that's got to be a blood boiling. I'm not what you would call a gun person. I am an enthusiast at
sure.
best. We don't even, you know, not spoiler alert to anyone listening who is considering robbing me. I don't have a gun in my home at the moment because I don't have an adequate way of keeping
right.
them from my children.
Right.
Exactly. And so I didn't want to bring, my guns are at my father's house for the moment. We're getting a safe soon.
Sure. But, and you got a really mean dog.
That's why when he's gone, the guns are back in,
that's
and
right.
the kids will be old enough to use the guns.
Right.
But joking aside, like I hear the word automatic used a lot, and like you said, I've heard it. I haven't specifically heard it on necessarily like a Fox News or MSNBC, but
oh,
on
no.
mainstream media, people
sure.
who should know better calling things. They're labeling guns something they're not. They'll say
sure.
the shooter used an automatic weapon, and home people at home can make with these automatic weapons. Can you address the difference between automatic and semi-automatic and the laws that are pertain to the everyday Joe owning one or the other?
Right. Yeah. So, and I'll jump a little bit on a bit of, you know, and politicians are the worst of all of those.
Yes.
Because they're out there and they're promoting an agenda and they're doing it without, I mean, I get it. You want to get rid of, if you don't like it, but don't say it's a machine gun or that it can shoot, I don't know what, somebody said 700 rounds a minute or, you know, there's so much stuff that you see where you're just like, did you even think? I mean, did you even just 700 rounds a minute? That would be, no. I mean, you know, that's just, so let's talk, I guess, a little bit. So I'm going to go even a little more basic and I'm going to sit there and say, so you have a gun has a mechanism. Any automatic, whether it's semi or fully, loads from a magazine, and that is how they work. So in the presence of ammunition, the function of the gun is to load itself. The old term for old people, I'm not quite that old, but I can remember when it was these were self-loaders. Because it was bolt, you had bolt guns, and then you had self-loaders. So a self-loader was... a semi or fully auto. Now, let's talk for real quick about the law. You've all heard, whether you studied or not, the St. Valentine's Massacre back with Capone and all that stuff in the 20s. So in 1934, the GCA, Gun Control Act of 1934, made machine guns illegal. Everyday people could not own a machine gun since 1934. So, not to say that there aren't illegal ones, but that's when that started. That's
a long time.
That's when sawed-off shotguns became illegal. That's when suppressors became illegal. Ironically, the you'll hear people talk about a $200 tax stamp. That was the rate then. If you wanted a machine gun, you had to pay $200 tax stamp. $1934, that's real money.
Yep.
It has not increased in all that time. So, you know, given inflation, you're paying like 50 cents. So, yeah. And while we're not going to get into the full politics about that, that's where it is. So, a machine gun is a gun that fires rounds as long as you are holding down the trigger. As quickly as the mechanism can work, it will fire as long as there's ammo in the magazine. So, a machine gun, you hold it down and it, you know, that's a machine gun. What people have found, the military found, especially with the M16, is that a select fire works a little better. Select fire is typically a 3-round burst. And you go, brr, 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 because you can't aim full auto. Physics, among other things. And, you know, I mean, but I think everyone may have seen, there was an instructor at a machine gun range out in, I want to say out near Vegas, who handed a machine gun to a small girl, and she couldn't handle it, killed him, which is physics and the tragedy that happens when we don't respect what is happening. Because here's the deal. I mean, I will say this. I'm gonna make sure everybody hears this. Guns are not toys. They're designed to kill things. So
that is not a misconception.
No. I mean, but that's just real.
That's what I mean.
And so the thing I want to sit there and sit. So yes, you should be cautious. Yes, you should have a sense of trepidation. Yes, you should feel a weight of responsibility when you choose to use, own, control, whatever you're going to do. You're going to have a gun in your home to defend yourself. Think about your neighbors. How thick are your walls? What are you using? I mean, we're not going to touch that today, but there is a weight of gun ownership that is real, and I want you to take it as solidly, as concretely felt as you can. When you're firing full auto, your gun rides up. So semi-auto is plenty good. And semi-auto means I have to pull the trigger every time for the gun to go off. Now, some people got pretty quick fingers. Some people don't.
You should see me click a mouse.
What I can tell you is you get out there in the real world, and just because you can pull the trigger real fast does not mean you can hit the target real well. So,
a lot of stormtrooper shooters out there.
Yes. But unfortunately, we watch the movies and the bad guys are shooting boom, boom, boom. And the good guy shoots 3 times and everybody drops dead. The bad guys shoot 100 times and never, but we don't see where their bullets are going.
That's such a point.
This is the tragedy, and tragedy may be the wrong word, but this is what happens in Chicago, in Detroit, in St. Louis, in any of our urban areas where uncontrolled gun use is happening without concern for the backdrop. I mean, that's one of the, I teach a very nice little beginner class, and we talk about the 3 rules. Do we have time to go over this?
Absolutely,
real quick?
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. So the big overall rule that everybody talks about that I just want to make sure, here's the deal. Think about this, people. Treat every gun like it's loaded. And when you don't know anything about a gun, absolutely, you treat it like it is not loaded. I mean, like it is loaded. You look at it and you go, I don't know anything about that gun. It could be loaded. Now, that doesn't help us much if we're just looking at it. Now we got to take control of the gun. We got to do something with it. So then there are kind of the 3 rules that I like to get in there. And this is where the meat hits the meat. Meat hits the skillet. Sorry. First, point it in a safe direction. Safe direction is always dependent. If you're in a crowded, if you're in a multi-story building, up may not be safe. Down may not be safe. To the side may be the safest thing. You have to have that awareness about where you are. But when you pick it up, you keep your finger off the trigger. That's the other rule, is never touch the trigger. The third rule, or this, so the third rule, and this is where I was coming into, is always know your target and beyond. So I'm going to re-sum them because I kind of did it conversationally. Number one, keep it pointed in a safe direction. Every bad story that you hear, if the gun had been pointed safely, the cousin, the son, the dad, the brother, the mother, they would not have been shot and killed. It's because the gun was not pointed safely. And so this is the one that just I really try to drive home, because God forbid something bad happened. You know, maybe you accidentally touched the trigger. Maybe the gun's broken. I don't know. But if the gun is pointed in a safe direction, it's just, you know, a change of underwear. It's not a trip to the hospital.
Yes.
So, and then the third is, if you choose to use the gun, whatever you're going to point it at, you know, you don't, because so that's where you don't point anything you don't want to kill or destroy, and it's be sure of your target and beyond. So you got to even, maybe you're even going to hit the target, but will it ricochet? Recently I was looking at a picture of this really nice target array that was set in front of a pond. Now to everybody, well, that's no big deal. But no, because the pond's going to skip. Water acts like a giant rock, and it's going to skip, and that bullet's going to go all sorts of ways. So that's a bad
thing. That's news to me.
Right. Yeah. And that's a bad thing. Well, and I'm sure the person who set it up didn't think, well, this is a bad thing. They're thinking, oh, it'll absorb it. No, that's not the way it works. So, you know, you have a backdrop. When you're hunting birds, you don't bring it down low because somebody could be standing there. I mean, there's, you know, we could go on forever about this, and we don't have time. But, and then the third, of course, is you keep your finger off the trigger. Don't touch the trigger till you're ready to shoot it. I'm an Aggie, and it hurts my heart, but I teach this hook 'em horns grip. You know, you grab it, your pinky and your forefinger are extended. You grab the gun with the thumb and the two in the middle, and that's the way you hold the gun. And then the pinky relaxes, but that index finger is rigid until it's time to pull it.
That gesture is good for something. That's it nice.
It has finally been put to positive use.
It is finally. we've had this conversation. You know, my pop is an Aggie in class of 82, and I was indoctrinated into the cult my whole life. Unfortunately, I was a disappointment to the old man. I went to Texas State. But
well, I couldn't have gotten in today either. So I lived in the golden age where they would take people who might have been a little more interested in homebrew than home studies, right?
Home, yeah. Well, like I'd mentioned at the top of the mm-hmm. second part with automatic and semi-automatic. Again, I know the word lazy, we don't mean it's super derogatory, but when people, like the two common misconceptions that we really cover today, is it fair to say that it's just because we are a people, like survival is so easy for us as humans yeah. that we cannot put a lot of thought into things, and we can just like calling every gun out there an assault weapon. I'm saying that wrong probably, because they are assault weapons, right? Like, I mean, they are used to assault by literal definition.
They can be.
They can be, correct. But I mean, like by the AR part that we're talking about, and the calling things automatic, that's not willful ignorance. Again, not derogatory, just...
Well, okay. I mean, again, it depends. Like, I will say it is willful and it is derogatory on the part of politicians.
Because they're pushing that agenda.
Well, and they have staff and they have time to know what they're talking about. Now,
But Joe Schmo
and Jane Schmo, maybe they don't know anybody. Maybe all they're doing is watching TV. So... and if you don't, I mean, God, aren't we in a place right now where trust, the ability to trust people's words and the information that's provided is so hard. So you're just like, well, that's an NRA thing. I'm not going to believe it. I mean, I don't, you know, because I get that. I read stuff that the NR puts out and I'm like, no, that's not accurate. Cheaper than dirt was fanning the flames of of, oh my God, it's going to get banned. You got to buy it now. And they were charging way too much. And so we kind of hate cheaper than dirt now. And so when you watch some people who are willing to bend the truth in order to get their agenda or to make money, it makes, you know, and so I think we're all part of that. And so I'm, so yeah, I mean, here's the good news. I think this is free for you that are listening. So maybe I'm telling the truth. I, you know, check it, look at it, but I'm trying to shoot you straight.
It is always a good policy, regardless of the topic, to be skeptical and to do your homework.
Yes.
I mean, that's a good policy on any topic.
But it's hard to know when you, like, but yeah, I mean, I agree 100%. It's just, but Google assault rifle and you're going to get, you're going to get articles that are going to confirm the bias, and you're going to get articles that say there's no such thing. And, you know, and it's hard to find the middle ground. It's like, well, if a gun is used to, if a breaching team goes in through a door, every gun they're carrying is by definition an assault weapon. Now, when they come out, is it still an assault weapon? I mean, I guess so. It's a capable of assault weapon, but that's just kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I guess that is the hard thing about
when I go to a buffet, my fork is an assault fork.
Right.
I promise you that.
It is on full auto.
It is on full auto. I have mal intentions.
That's right.
When I go to that buffet. But when I'm at home, that fork, just a fork.
Yeah. Yeah.
How, man, I think, you know, we do have a lot. And that's why, again, we're this show, mm-hmm. you know, as many episodes as it takes to keep addressing right. these questions. And if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and invite people listening to email their own questions to hal@gunguysgals.com that we can address on future episodes. I think that would be a good thing as well. I mean, we have a slew of topics, but they can yeah. always go to you for even more information. Or if we didn't cover it specifically as they want, I know that you're always a willing ear to help, you know, push objective knowledge into people's lives.
Yeah, I will say, you know, I don't always get back to your email immediately, but I answer them. I don't, you know, unless they're, I mean, if you're cussing me out, I'm probably not going to answer you. but yeah, it's real. It's just hal@gunguysgals.com. That's gunguysgals.com. And that'll get you right in my inbox. And I do even check my spam folder once in a while.
Once in a while. Yeah. But in the website too, there, the Gun Guys Gals, mm-hmm. they can go always for more information, and the phone number is there to contact you. Man, this was a fun first episode. Let's do this again.
Okay.
So thank you for listening to this episode of the Gun Guys and Gals podcast. You can find more information available at gunguysgals.com, or you can email hal@gunguysgals.com. For more entertaining shows like this one, visit pearlmedianetwork.com, and there you will find the complete listing of available podcasts. For Hal Skaggs, gunguysgals.com, and the Pearl Media Network, I'm Joshua Steubing. We'll talk to you soon.